Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
What's up?
No one's done that in so long.
What's up?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of enjoyable.
With Trish! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Lauren has a mic now. Can you try?
What's up?
No, you have to stick out your tongue, Lauren.
What's up?
Lauren's too young for this.
She's must have. Have you heard of this? The
yes.
Frogs that
I've
what's
heard.
Up?
I've yeah. heard of. I've heard. My dad used to do it. But I don't exactly know what.
Her dad used to do it.
Yes. Lauren is between the ages of 18 and 46 for our listeners.
It's true.
So you know when Lauren came home.
Depends which personality.
You and Lauren yes. went to run an errand earlier
yes.
today.
When Lauren we went came, to harass the poor guy at the
when
store.
When Lauren came back, she held up the bag. She said, Dad, let me get something.
Yeah. And she bought a complete child toy.
Yes,
she bought a like some toilet plunger that makes music.
She looked so happy.
I asked her, what will we do with this? And she answered the exact same way Zara would answer. She's like, of course.
Yeah.
It's okay. Are you going to play with this? She said, yes, of course I'm going to play with it. I was like, yeah, I'll take it. I'm sorry, I didn't realize. I'm like, what is it? None of us knew. But there's a Japanese lady looking at the toilet singing a song. So we bought it.
Hilarious.
I kept the receipt.
He did keep the receipt.
Unlike our children. Yeah. I can return this when she goes
home. It's true.
Do you think she's going to not remember?
I already put it back in the car. She just like the kid doesn't even know we didn't bring it in the house. She's just happy that I returned it right while she wasn't looking.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
And we now have 3 microphones.
We do.
Thank you for all of your comments. Oof. Where you were very kindly informing us.
That you couldn't that hear Lauren.
If you have a third person, morons, get a third microphone.
Yep. It's true. So
all
welcome,
of our New York
welcome
people were upset.
Yes, welcome to the world of 3 microphones and
all
Lauren.
All of our
Hi,
older women
Hi,
who
Hopefully
have smoked for
hear.
20 years in New York who are very angry.
Yeah.
They shouted at us in the comments.
Yeah.
The woman a microphone, will ya?
How do you know they were saying it like that?
They said it.
Like insert New York accent here?
No, they just sent me audio voices, voice messages.
Where?
In Substack.
So specific.
You're not familiar.
I'm not.
It's a new technology.
Neither are you.
No, that's where the ladies send me the audios.
Substack
get
is...
Get Lauren an it? Audio! Get her a microphone!
Wait, isn't Substack for written word?
No, it's for puppets.
No, it's not.
Yeah, Substack.
No.
Substack?
Substack is written. It's a like lot of, a blog.
Yes.
It's nothing to do with audio.
I think you can probably put video... behind it. I actually don't really know, but I'm sure there's some
you guys
element
are,
to that.
You're too old for a Substack.
We That's are cool. not. We are not too
All
old.
All the old kids are using Snapchat. Us youngins are using Substack now. Don't laugh like that.
Sorry. Now you can hear everything.
You bought
I have
a plunger that makes
true.
Music.
I know. It goes, wah.
What are cries you going to do with it?
I got it for you guys. It's for Japan. It's the biggest, one of the most popular instruments in Japan, it said on the packaging.
Yeah,
so I'm a sucker.
What it said.
Are such a
I'm
sucker.
A sucker.
No, I'm
the
sucker. I bought it.
He did.
You're such a sucker.
Where is it? I thought you were going to play with it today.
You need batteries. And I was searching and searching.
Japanese batteries.
Yeah.
It's like A4 paper.
This
Nobody
house
has.
Is out of control.
It is funny, though. It's cool.
What are we talking about today?
So something happened this week, and it really got me thinking.
With your vision?
With my vision.
Oh, never mind.
No.
I just saw the red, the gold, the brown, the blue, the yellow, the pink, and I didn't know if your vision was working.
Are you making fun of me?
You're wearing a slightly mismatched Canadian tuxedo.
You're
like a 70% blue and an 82% blue.
Reasonable.
With a brown belt, gold buckle, red t-shirt.
I came downstairs and I asked Lauren if the match of my jeans is like too off. She said it was fine. You listened and now you're just throwing it into the conversation.
Well,
like,
it's not
you
that.
Made
it's
that assessment on your own. What orange? There's no orange.
The stitching around the buttonhole is all orange.
Yeah, so there's orange on the stitching on my jeans too.
No, that's yellow.
Oh my gosh.
So your vision is gone.
My vision is
what
not
did you
gone.
Do?
Welcome back to another episode
of Sheena Monochromatic. This whole episode like we're going to put up in black and
what
white.
What you see, hit that subscribe button. You know people are actually subscribing.
Because of the shorts. And maybe. Then they don't watch the long form.
That's fine. But people are subscribing. So I'm going to keep doing my thing where I point here.
Instead of doing that, why don't we just put a QR code? Don't subscribe. Just send money.
Where do they send money?
Venmo. They can bypass YouTube. Just send money to the QR code.
Why?
Then they don't have to subscribe.
The subscription doesn't give us money.
We should do like a lottery.
Uh-huh.
You send a dollar.
Yeah.
And then we'll pick one of the people and we'll put their name on the top, on the wall where you point.
Oh.
This episode is sponsored by user K469999 and we'll put your comment for the whole episode.
Well, so that's what sponsorships are.
Yeah, but I'm going to do it the lottery system.
But you're going to do it for $1?
Everyone puts a dollar.
Okay.
So 10,000 people put a dollar because they want to win.
We don't have 10,000 people putting on $1. Nope.
No, we have 10,000 listeners.
Okay.
So you have to put a dollar if you want to listen.
Who's going to monitor that?
No, I'm just going to, it's off YouTube. It's off everywhere.
Oh.
You just have to trust. I'll put it on my Substack. Okay. You can watch it there for a dollar.
Okay.
I'm going to sell episodes.
This sounds like it's going to work really well.
I'm going to do this with my other podcast.
Okay.
Then I'll compete with you on who makes more money.
I'm perfectly fine if the people want the other podcast. I'm perfectly fine shutting this one down.
No,
and
they're not good. That's paid. That's pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view.
That other podcast, yeah.
But it's not video.
No.
So how are you going to have it sponsored?
Sketches. You're going to do sketches. You're laughing.
Yeah.
It's going to blow your mind what we have in planned here.
You're going to sketch out.
Yep. All the dollars we're going to get.
Yeah.
We're going to get a cartoon artist to draw out the episode.
Yeah.
And we're going to release it like a film, feature film.
Nice.
Coming to AMC.
Sounds like
I might do Netflix
really
or HBO.
Consuming.
We'll see. Okay. No. We already have 100,000 from the pre-sale of the episodes.
Dollars.
Yeah.
You have $100,000 for your other podcast.
Correct.
I think you should shut this one down.
No, this is the only reason we show the comparison.
Oh.
You need the before photo.
Okay.
This is the before photo. This podcast.
Oh.
And we'll give you a piece.
Okay.
Don't worry.
It doesn't bother me.
I'll buy you a matching shirt and a belt.
My shirt matches just fine.
You look
my
like Santa Claus.
I do not.
But like in some...
This is my style
different
today.
Part of the world.
This is called the Canadian tuxedo. I'm Canadian. I matched it with a red shirt because I'm Canadian.
You look like a Mongolian Santa Claus. Oh my God. I have a feeling Mongolian Santa Clauses look like this.
Lauren, you said it looked fine.
I love the denim on denim.
I do too. Oh,
what are we talking about today?
So,
you said to wear my fancy socks, so I did.
Well, I was trying to tell you that something happened this week.
Oh, what?
That made me think about this, and we've never talked about mom guilt and dad guilt. And
what are those things?
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes fathers feel guilt, but I don't think I've ever seen you experience dad guilt, and I wanted to see if that was something that you have ever experienced.
Oh, that one time when I ate their food because I was hungry?
You did not look guilty when you did that.
No, is that when you're supposed to feel guilty?
No. So there's a thing. There's this, when you have children, I know that a lot of moms feel this.
They feel guilt about having a child?
No, they feel guilt. No matter what happens after the child is born, there is some level of guilt, whether it's I'm not doing enough for the child, I'm not doing enough. If they go back to work, I'm not spending enough time or showing up for my kid. Whether it's, even if you're with the kid, I'm not taking my kid to do enough things. I'm not giving them enough experiences. I'm not feeding them right. I'm not, whatever it might be. I'm not doing enough at home. Moms have this constant nagging guilt. And we just don't know how to, like, shut that up. And then I was thinking about dads, and there is such a thing as dad guilt. A lot of dads feel guilt, but I don't know if that's something you've ever felt.
Maybe. It's not something I'm very familiar with.
I want to understand how you don't feel that. Yeah, why and how. And maybe some of our listeners can, and maybe I can learn a little bit from that.
Your expectations are too high of yourself.
Yeah.
I don't have any expectations of myself.
Really?
Simple.
You think that's all it is?
I brought you into this world. Good luck. That's Here's it? A bus pass, $4 and a ripe banana. Have at it, child.
No, but when, now that might be like your philosophy-ish, but when they're little, no. Like when you didn't come home for dinner because you were stuck at work, did you ever feel guilty?
No.
When you had to work?
I think you could come up with whatever scenarios you want. My answer is not going to change. Can you put a no button?
When you had to work late on a weekend, when you had to work through a weekend because you were, you know, stuck on a project, did you feel guilty?
No.
We bought this new machine. We don't know how to use it. So now Lauren just does the voice effects that until that she learns good. How that to program. Yeah. No, no.
What about if the kid needed a nap and you like were rushing home, but you didn't get home in time and the kid was freaking out and losing his mind? Did you feel guilty?
No.
No.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
I'm thinking about this in real time and mm-hmm. I think I can answer you.
Yeah.
I didn't feel guilty because in each of these scenarios that you're representing,
yeah.
I'm doing something that I need to be doing for the family.
Yeah.
So I'm very logic driven. You're very emotion driven. Yeah. So it makes sense to me that you would feel guilt in a scenario where I wouldn't, because I am doing something for the child at that moment. I'm also doing something for my wife in that moment. I'm doing something for our entire family in that moment.
Yeah.
And doing something that is required for your family will sometimes translate to other experiences that you get to miss, or you just, it's not perfect.
But in this environment or in this scenario, even a mom is doing something for her family.
Correct,
even
but you're driven by emotion. So mm-hmm. you're saying, I'm doing this for my family. My child is crying. I feel guilty.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I'm doing this. You're crying, sucka. I don't have a choice. Like, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
But I still know it's necessary.
Yeah.
And because I'm not driven by the emotion of it, I'm able to remind myself, this is my responsibility. So I'm doing my responsibility.
Yeah.
If I had vices or if I were in a situation where I had a gambling addiction and now we get paid and I'm gambling.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden we can't buy groceries or something like that. I think in that scenario where I take responsibility for the negative outcome, then I might feel the guilt.
Yeah.
But thankfully, either I have a very short memory or we were lucky enough that all these situations that you're thinking about, I didn't do something that was a mistake or that was selfish or something like that. That translated to that.
It's not a question of doing something selfish or doing, like, if a mom goes to work.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You didn't do anything that should make you feel guilty.
Yeah.
You feel guilty because the child is reacting in a certain way and you feel bad for the child because you're driven by emotion.
Or not even. Like,
so why are you feeling guilty if no one's suffering?
That's the thing. Moms feel guilt. Like, if they can't leave work early enough to go to the kids' school to hand out snacks during snack time.
Yeah.
You know, there are moms that have that guilt because they have to be at work.
Yeah, I don't have guilt for that. I just say I can't.
Is it that our society puts a lot more pressure on a mom? Is it that moms put pressure on other moms? Is it that dads just don't have that expectation of themselves?
It's probably a little bit of all of those things, but you can't control society.
Mm-hmm.
You can only control yourself
mm-hmm.
and your family or your surroundings. Do you recognize in that moment where you're feeling the guilt, you're like, wait, this feels illogical or no?
No.
So that's again, it's the emotion side. I think that's the primary driver. There's an emotional feeling of, oh, I'm missing this.
Yeah.
For me, it's, I know I'm missing this, but that's okay.
Mm.
Like I'm not going to blame myself for trying to provide for my family. I'm not going to blame myself that because of another responsibility, I was unable to make another thing happen. And I think the, you know, you have this stay-at-home mom and going-to-work mom scenario. You've done both.
Yeah.
Right? So you've probably felt the guilt on one side of, well, maybe not guilt, but longing.
Yeah, I've had guilt on both sides.
You feel guilty that you're not working?
Yeah, I felt guilt, that I wasn't.
Towards who or
I felt
why?
Guilt that I wasn't helping financially when I wasn't.
But no one asked you to.
I know that.
So that's, again, that's a you.
But that's
self
human
thing.
Nature. That it's not
no,
a question.
It's not
of,
human nature. It's your nature because no. I don't have that feeling. So it's
but
everyone
you've
to
never
their
not,
own.
But you've never been home and not worked.
That's true.
So
but I think
I was home and I was not working and I had guilt towards our community pot, like our communal pot. I felt that I wasn't providing financially. And then when we had the kids, I felt guilt that I wasn't doing enough for the kids. Like, oh, I'm home. I feel like I could be exploring different activities with them, or I should set up more play dates.
Yeah.
Or it was, I'm home with this child. I'm doing all these things. Maybe I should have made a better meal. Maybe I should have made food from scratch. Maybe I shouldn't have used that, you know, package, or we shouldn't have done
you
takeout.
You hold yourself to a much higher standard than I hold myself. I'm being honest. Your expectations of yourself become to a level where if you don't achieve them, you feel bad.
Yeah.
I don't have those.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to meet any standard. I don't know where you're getting this from. Like, I don't know where you're getting the, I need to do this, and this for my kid.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe it's coming from other people. Maybe it's coming from social media. Maybe it's coming from magazines, movies, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I have a very short memory.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I did mess something up, I don't stay in that space. I don't remember. I move on.
Yeah.
So you're your biggest critic.
Yeah. It's true.
I'm not my biggest critic.
Yeah.
So that's when you said it's human nature. I don't think all humans feel that way. I think there are a
You're
lot of women.
You're probably right.
There are probably a lot of women who feel very comfortable in their skin having said, hey, we're at a point in our lives where I'm making the decision to stay home with my kids.
Yeah.
And if I want to go buy this item, I'll buy it because our family finances are family.
Yes, but I
you
also
weren't
think,
doing that.
I also think that part of that is a large part of that was just the way that our lives took us. I was not working before we had kids.
Well, then you started working like a fruit.
Yeah.
That was I your did. First job.
Yeah, but
dressed
that was temporary.
Up as a raspberry, a blueberry?
A blueberry.
Yeah.
But that was temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never worked long enough to sort of say, this is my contribution. That was like a one-off job. Everything that I did before our kids was, it was just these small little one-off things. I never had that consistent feeling of contributing. Yeah. And then I went straight into motherhood. So I do think that because of just the trajectory of my work life, that was just
so
my...
So what's the guilt? Like, explain it to people. If you could go back in time, do you think it was worth anything? Do you think, like, young moms listening to you now, you can help them avoid what you did?
So my biggest thing, like, when I was thinking about this, I was thinking, why did I do that? Because I kept saying, I should do this. I should be here. We should... ourselves so much, don't you think?
Yeah.
Just as people, as women, as humans, we, and I don't know, I don't see it as much in you. So maybe you can shine a little light on how not to do that.
I don't have time to do these things to myself.
But I feel like I do that a lot.
I think the should comes a lot from what you see and comparison, the playing the comparing game too. I think it's, especially for women, it's so easy to say, oh, Susie did this, so I should be doing this with my, like, it's really hard as women to manage what technically, quote unquote, you should be doing, because there's no right or wrong.
Totally.
It's like, you should do what's right for you, but it's hard when you're comparing what you're doing to everything
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely. And the worst part is when you say, like, Susie did this, I should do this. You never actually had a conversation with, like, ex Susie, whatever.
Yeah, it's all stuff that you're making.
Totally. Like, it's a conversation or narrative that you're having
totally
in your own
is.
Mind.
If you take your phones and you throw them in a drawer for a month, half of these things will go away.
Yeah. I know. No, it's so true.
It's made up. You do it. You create a carousel of you walking in New York, walking across the street with your bag dangling, and she's like laying under a car to get the perfect image. That's all bullshit. right?
Wait, but no, you do it's, it. I genuinely do it. She doesn't even know I'm taking
no
the
one
photo.
No one walks like that, like this, looking at the... How many times did you walk across the street to get that shot?
I was just walking.
I'm just a good photographer, like,
takes
I'm not gonna lie.
She takes a skateboard and lays on the floor and rolls like
no,
this when you guys are walking.
Lauren is a good photographer.
Yeah, but that's like... That's it's a rare, not, yes. That's, yeah. So someone who follows life. You is yes. sitting there and they're like, oh, look, she's here walking in New York and now she's here at some photo shoot.
But they don't know the whole story.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you're putting this out there.
Yeah.
And this mom is sitting there being like, I used to work in New York. Mm-hmm. Now I've got this kid.
Yeah.
There, I'm like nursing. I can't sleep. Yeah. I'm a mess. You put up more real stuff than most people
yeah.
to sort of like battle that.
Yeah.
But even in those situations, this New York trip, there's no picture of you guys sitting in your room saying, oh, we can't leave now because it's dark outside and we're scared. Like, I get the phone call saying, oh, what are you doing? We're eating room service. Why? Because we heard a noise outside. We cannot
and
leave.
And I stay in every time we go on a work
yeah,
trip.
Yeah, just sit in there. You should take photos of you sitting in your room with your little, what are those, Oran eye patches you guys
wait,
wear.
Wait, we really should. That's
just
a
just be like,
should.
Oh, what are you
idea.
Doing now? Yeah, the photo shoot's over. The car comes in 9 hours. So we're just going to sit here quietly because it's New York and we're scared.
And we're tired.
Yeah.
And we're kind of scared.
But that's
this
the thing.
Is where
like,
we
when
are.
You have conversations about it, yeah. I think it normalizes a lot of these feelings. Like, what you were saying about you see somebody mm-hmm. and you observe that this is the way that they're living their lives, you yeah. make certain assessments of your own without even clarifying or yeah. making sure that that's mm-hmm. even true.
Yeah, it's not.
It's most
it's
of the time it's not
it.
True.
Yeah, it's,
right.
It's yeah. It has a shade of truth. You need a mantra.
As a
like
woman?
You need your own.
As a mom?
As a human.
Okay.
You need a mantra.
Which is?
That like ask yourself a question if you would change positions with whoever you're watching.
Yeah.
Without knowing.
We
like,
play
you get
this game
everything.
Often.
There is not a human on this planet yeah. I will change shoes with.
Yeah.
I don't care if you are richer. I don't care if you are stronger. I don't care if you're in better health. I don't know what the rest of your life looks like.
Yeah.
I am not changing places with
I
you.
I completely agree
and
with
that's
you. You're
insane.
This is the only truth we know.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is the only
I'm not,
full picture
like,
we have.
I think there are tremendously beautiful people in this world. But I do not have a I'm lucky that given my circumstances, I don't have to take that risk.
Yeah.
Like if I were in a really, really hard financial situation, or if I had really bad health, or if I had an abusive relationship, like there are so many different things that happen in this world.
Yeah.
I don't have any of those things.
Yeah.
I will take my package. Like I will take my people, I'll take my package. You can have your followers, you can have your deals, you can be on TV, you can do your movies. I can go and walk into a mall and do what I want and come home. I don't have to book out the entire store mm-hmm. because I want to go buy a pair of shoes. Like this whole thing, we go and we fantasize about celebrities and athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go for a orange
walk.
Juice.
Yeah.
Like they have to
that's
shut
so
down
it's
the
true.
Street
yeah,
to walk. Like
true.
What kind of a life is that?
Yeah.
So you have all this revenue, you have all this money, you have all this clout. Your ego, it's worth that you can't even go
you
to Panera
freedom,
and have a
right.
sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, I do not want that.
Yeah.
I don't want any of that stuff.
We play this game often, like when we have moments of just sitting with our gratitude. It's like, oh, would you like to be in this person's shoes? Would you choose this person's shoes? Would you, why do you think they made that choice? You know, just when you're having conversations like at the end of the day or whatever, and we've often reminded ourselves of this, that like,
that's the mantra.
I wouldn't choose that. Mm. I choose this. Like, that's yeah. the mantra, I think. I choose this.
Or it's you start your day and you end your day with a reminder. Like, okay, I was looking at my phone. I saw this thing. This person is flying on a private jet.
Yeah.
Who is that person? What is their life like?
Yeah.
What are they doing? I don't know any of these yeah. things. And when you put it away, you have to think about the online world as a portal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
this is your life.
Yeah.
You don't start your day with this thing. Put
yeah.
this thing in another room. Put it in a closet, in a drawer.
Yeah.
Pay $5 and get an alarm clock.
Yeah.
So you don't pretend, oh, I need it for my alarm. Start your day with knowing who you are.
Yeah.
Knowing what your truth is. What your responsibilities are.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can go into the portal.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, you have to get out.
Yeah.
You have to like cleanse up and then go back to it.
Yeah. And the other thing that I would say that's really important in all of this is like talk to real people.
Yeah,
get
true.
Out of the phone world
yeah.
and get out of like that, the world that we just like dip in and out of, but talk to real people. That helped me a lot when I was having a lot of that mom guilt. And I know we're kind of digressing a little, but the mom guilt really, really makes it, it eases up when you realize that other women and other moms, other parents are feeling a lot of the same, and they're doing things that you think are quote unquote right.
Yeah.
But they're still feeling that insecurity, or they're still feeling that that inevitable feeling that they didn't get it all right.
The funniest thing is you're looking at other families whose children have different needs.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the parents have different ways of validating their own parenting experience. Yeah. There's no uniform method.
Yeah.
So then you come back and you say, oh, this person's doing this with their child. Their child's not your child. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what your child needs, maybe. Most parents don't know. What are we talking? We don't know what they need. So you look around, you try to figure it out, but you're looking at other strangers who also don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, full circle, do I feel guilt about what we did? There's probably, if you force me to think about it, I could probably think of something, but I'm not targeting perfection.
That's also a failing, I think, cause. Like, that's an important thing to note, is that it's okay for your kids to see that you're not perfect, because nobody is perfect. And for our children to see those imperfections, I think is just as important.
I don't even think they see it as imperfections. Your kids see you as perfect, actually.
Mm.
They don't see it as imperfections. I just mean for your own guilt.
Mm-hmm.
There's progress, there's perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Perfection, it is the absolute wrong goal.
Mm-hmm.
It halts all progress. Mm-hmm. Just keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
And with the kids, they see you as superheroes until they get older, and then they say, oh, okay.
I don't know that they see, like, I'm okay with our kids not seeing us as superheroes.
I'm not saying you have to be one.
Seeing that we've made mistakes. Like, I've said to the kids, I'm sorry, I was wrong here and I made a mistake. I apologize. Like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but that doesn't take your cape away in the eyes of a child.
Oh.
They don't care. Mm. You're allowed to make mistakes. They're so pure. They're all love. They don't distinguish between mistake and not mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the thing, that when they get older, they start becoming more personalities and they want logic. Yeah. When they're small, there's no logic.
Yeah.
It's just emotion.
Yeah.
So your mistake, oh, I didn't take you to this park. They don't know. They don't care. They just want to play with a box.
You know, I was talking to a mom friend of mine, and she was saying, she was talking about one of her, like, failures, right, that led to one of her biggest moments of mom guilt, where she was working and she forgot that it was pajama day.
Mm.
And so her daughter
Where does she work? I want to work there.
No, she's a doctor. She was working, like, in her clinic, and she forgot that it was pajama day for her daughter. And so
I thought at her clinic.
No.
That would be cool.
At school,
the surgeon
daughter
shows up.
I want to go to that.
Sorry, continue.
In a cow onesie.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Susie.
It's Susan.
It's Susan, yeah.
Dang, Susan. Her daughter calls and says, Mom, you forgot. It's pajama day.
Yeah.
I need my pajamas. How could you let me go to school without my pajamas? So the mom, like, rushes out, brings her daughter the pajamas, and, like, is late for work. And she said it was one of my biggest moments of, like, shame, of, like, guilt. And years later, she asked her daughter, she said, I was writing this, like, blurb about how I, like, this was one of those moments that really, like, it just shaped me with my mom guilt. And she said, do you remember that day? And the daughter said, oh, yeah, I remember that day. And she said, what do you remember about the day? And she said, I remember that I wore my favorite pajamas that day.
Yeah.
Like, they have no recollection of what you were holding. They have their own memory. They take away and walk away with such a different feeling.
I think kids, if you look at it through the lens of your child, you forgive yourself a lot more. Mm-hmm. I'm not minimizing any of this. I know how hard it is.
Yeah.
From hearing you, I didn't have to do a lot of the things that translated to you feeling how you felt, because I was not there for a lot of it. I was, you know, at the office.
Yeah.
But I think if you forgive yourself a little bit for, like, setting these higher standards,
mm-hmm.
your child knows no different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't mind that you did something or didn't do something.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to, quote unquote, keep up with who? With everyone?
Mm.
Like, literally any single person you see, you're trying to keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to keep up with Maybe everyone, they are. Or they are, but it's like, it's an impossible standard.
Yeah.
And then you add more pressure.
Yeah.
I'm sure this sounds like I'm simplifying it. And maybe we have the luxury of doing that now, given how old our kids are.
Yeah, we have it behind us. But there are definitely moments of guilt. I still feel those moments of guilt. And then I feel like I remind myself, oh, this is normal. And maybe leaving her to wait for me for 5 minutes or 10 minutes is good for her because it will mm-hmm. build resilience in her. I think I've changed my narrative too. But that's sort of what prompted the whole thing.
You feel guilt in other areas of your life?
Yeah, I do.
So why wouldn't you feel it in this? Like it's an emotion you feel.
Yeah.
So you'll feel it everywhere.
Yeah, but there's there's a difference between the guilt I have felt as a human and mom guilt.
Because your love for a child is it's unparalleled. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense, mm-hmm. right? You feel guilty about something that happened to me. I'm not defenseless. I'm not helpless. I'm not your responsibility in your mind. So mm-hmm. the guilt is different.
Mm-hmm.
You're now doing something that's hurting in your mind an innocent child that you love more than anything, mm-hmm. it makes sense that you will feel it.
Yeah.
And then you forgive yourself. Yeah. And if you need to say, well, if I don't forgive myself, I'm not going to be as good a person for this exact person that I'm trying to protect.
Yeah.
That's so much easier for me to do.
Yeah.
Because I'm wired differently from you.
Yeah.
But I don't experience guilt generally.
Yeah.
Like it's not an emotion that I'm wired to go into.
And I am. I'm very wired to feel guilt.
Like if you're trying to make me feel guilty by saying, oh, I wish you would have done this for me. I had to do this instead. That doesn't work for me at all.
Yeah.
You know, I'll call people out on like, are you trying to... Like, do you think this is going
to
work?
Do you tell them? Are you trying to make me feel guilty?
I'd be like, that doesn't work for me. Yeah. So try a different tactic because you're wasting your attempts. Save that puppy eyes for someone else. Like, that doesn't work with me.
That works for me.
The kids have never tried that with me.
No.
Or if they have, I don't even realize.
But our kids don't try it. I don't think they do it to me either. It's my own expectations.
Yeah.
It's my own feelings of inadequacy that I put on myself.
Like, is that okay?
No.
Is it not okay?
It's not okay.
So how do you deal with that?
The way that I have solved a lot of how I feel is talking it through.
But they can't do that here, most people.
What do you mean?
Beat the children.
Oh my God.
Like, you can't do that. You're not supposed to do that. I mean, it makes them resilient.
It does strong. Make them stronger.
But yeah. Yes,
I know. I do not beat the kids.
At least beat your spouse instead.
Stop telling people that I beat.
That you beat me?
I do not beat you. I don't mind. Lauren.
You can't call her into a comment like that.
I'm sorry. I can't. I don't know. This is between you two.
Yeah.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Nix, that's K-N-I-X leak-proof underwear, isn't just for one moment. It's for all the everyday moments you didn't realize leak-proof underwear could make easier. Maybe it's day one of your period. Maybe it's a long travel day. Maybe it's hot outside, you're on the move, and you just want to feel fresh. Their leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra, and helps protect against periods, light leaks, sweat, and everyday surprises. And because they look and feel like real underwear, they're soft, invisible underclothes, and machine washable. No extra hassle, no complicated routine, just dependable protection you can wash and rewear. See why millions have made the switch to leak-proof underwear. Visit Knix.com, that's KNIX.com, and use code FLOW15 for 15% off. That's KNIX.com, code FLOW15.
The vast majority of your listeners are women.
Yeah.
So you've just said, yeah, I feel guilty, that's it.
My point is, to anybody who's listening who has this mom guilt.
Yeah. I just said no. You know, it's like a decision tree. If
you said,
yes,
I'm not
this.
Giving...
If yes, this. Then this. Then this. I was like, nope. So I didn't even have to do anything.
But there are
skip
dads.
Skip to page 8. Done.
There are dads that feel guilty.
Yeah.
There are lots of dads that feel guilty too. But it's a different kind of guilt.
How do you know?
You're because it's like I think moms feel that it, you hit the nail on the head when you say that it's an emotional thing with the dads. It's like a financial thing or a physical thing that they're not present.
Maybe.
But I think,
like, what if the mom works and the dad's at home?
Then maybe roles are reversed. But there's
you
a
think
big
those
emotional...
dads, I would love to hear from someone like in that sort of a relationship mm-hmm. where the primary financing is coming from the mom's job mm-hmm. and the father is staying at home.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to whether the dad... in that scenario, or the parent that's staying at home, if you're in a same-sex couple, is the parent that's staying at home feeling more of the sort of responsibilities and holding themselves to these standards that you were holding yourself to and feeling responsible for it? And is the one that is earning feeling less of that because, hey, the paycheck still came into our bank account. So, like, I did my thing. Are you doing your thing?
But it's
we
so,
never
that's
said
so like-
that.
No, we never said that.
But you
but
still
that's
held
so
it
crazy
that way.
That mentality exists. Mm-hmm. It's like, I find it heartbreaking for the people that actually think that way. And then there's a person, there's a parent at home that still feels like they're just not doing enough when they're doing everything that they possibly can.
But why do they feel that? I can understand, right? As much as we have made progress in terms of trying to equalize everything.
Yeah.
You're humans, like the actual history, you have this concept of hunting and gathering mm-hmm. and all of these things that are like baked into that evolution. Then you get into points in time where people are going away to work, right? And the mom is staying at home with the kids and the dad's off for months and going on trips and this and that. Mm-hmm. Looking in our own families, right? Your grandfather left for months. To go work, to generate, to come back.
Yeah.
Then you get to the next generation. We're like starting to hit in generations where people are saying, hey, we need to balance this out.
Yeah.
But historically, that...
And I still don't think it's balanced. Like, it's not 50-50.
No, it's not. And in some relationships, it's going to be more. And others, it's not. Depends on where you are in the world.
Yeah.
I think we did... a really good job of having those conversations and like mm-hmm. there was no limit on my spending, your spending. There was no separate accounts. There was none of those things, which made it easier.
Yeah.
Still, you put this sort of burden in your mind
on
of
yourself,
like, oh,
yeah,
I need to do this. I don't think that's going away. I don't think it's going away, at least not in our lifetimes where you're going
to
see.
I don't think so. But I also think that women are wired to want to do. Like, I think the logic versus the emotion is a big component in this conversation. And I think that when a woman goes to work because she feels that that fulfills her and that feeds her purpose in a way that she wants to do that, she does still feel this sense of like, but I also want to be home. I think
maybe.
That, maybe.
I don't know. If it's logic driven.
I'm telling you,
do you know
for
any
me,
logic driven moms? Like, not emotion. Like, they think more like me than you.
Yeah, absolutely. I have so many friends that are like that. And I go to them when I'm frustrated about something and I need to understand, like, the other side of the thinking.
Yeah.
If I'm not able to communicate it with you, I will talk to those women, those
and
moms.
Are any of them married to someone who's more emotionally?
Yes. Yes.
So we should talk to someone like that to see how they felt.
Yeah. And I think
Do you know how you're wired?
I'm a little bit in between you. The both of you, actually, because I'm pretty emotional, but I also have, I forget things much faster like you, so I don't hold on to guilt as much.
Yeah.
But I definitely empathize. I have a lot of empathy. So I think it's also being a woman. I'm thinking now it's like the standards are not the same still.
Right.
Like women and moms are judged, I believe, way more harshly
for...
you know, like their parenting choices, and that gives you internalized higher standards that you want to have.
Totally.
Versus like fathers, you tend to get more like social praise for like baseline just parenting.
Normal stuff.
Yeah, just like you change a diaper. It's like, congratulations,
oh, wow, you changed the diaper. Good job.
She's so lucky.
Exactly. So in that sense, it is sort of like the expectations are different. Yeah. So it makes you internalize it differently. So you put these standards on yourself. When I'm not a mom yet, obviously not, but I know I'm going to want to give, I'll probably have that guilt no matter what. I just know myself. I know the second my child comes home upset about something, I'm going to feel so guilt. Like, oh my God, I'm going to put it on me somehow because that's my connection to people, especially, I can't even imagine the connection I will have with my future child being it will be, you know, the most unconditional love. So I definitely think unless you're a mom, it's a different bond. I fully believe that. So I think I'm somewhere in the middle of you two. But
what do you feel guilty about now? What are the sort of things that trigger guilt? Like not being able to attend something or
guilt. It has more to do with hurting someone's feelings that I didn't intend to hurt their feelings.
Right. That's a great example. You hurt someone's feelings when you were right. Like you said the truth. They still got hurt. You will feel bad.
I think I used to feel worse. Yeah. And I think over time I've learned to understand that if my intention was not to hurt your feelings and that was just the way that you received it, that's unfortunate for you.
Mm-hmm. So you've sort of swung a little bit more my way.
Yeah, I think so. But I definitely don't feel like you're much farther.
But it's not an ego thing. It's not hey, you're wrong, I won't talk to you. It's just
I'm sorry that you
took
felt
it this way. I feel bad, but my life is so focused on our little circle that I don't have the emotional bandwidth to go outside of that for someone else. And if someone else gets hurt, I can apologize. I can say, I didn't mean that. But then that's not impacting my pizza dinner with my family. Absolutely. Like, I'm moving on.
I'm very impacted by others hurting around me, which even if, I mean, this isn't, I don't think is guilt, but like there's something in me that if I see someone
empathetic.
Eating by themselves, like I want to cry my eyes out. It's crazy to me. Like even when I was little, I would just sit with someone if they were alone. I would just have this like feeling of, oh my God, like they must be hurting so, so much. And I would make up this narrative in my head of why they're sitting alone, or even someone to this day. And it for some reason bothers me and it impacts me so much, even though that person might be actually totally fine and might enjoy being by themselves. Right. And
I feel the same way when I see Zara sitting in the living room and reading by herself. I'm
it kills me.
And then she's like, why are you here?
Like, why are you here?
I'm sitting here.
The same thing is, I'm like, if it was me, I love being alone.
Yes.
I'm like, I want to sit and hang out by myself. Yeah. Like, so it is sort of, you know, you put these stories and narratives into things that aren't actually factually true.
Yes.
Same with social media and comparing yourself and the standards. It really is sort of like everyone's so different and has such a different, unique perspective and experience. It's like no mom is the same. No relationship is the same.
But I do think that there's something about this mom guilt, and it starts very, very early. Like a mom, the first question or one of the first questions that you're asked as a mom is like, are you nursing or are you bottle feeding?
Right.
And it's like, if you're not nursing, and who knows why you're not nursing? Right. Is it because you couldn't make enough milk? Your child couldn't latch?
That's how I knew what that thing was.
What?
I remember it from when you were nursing.
What thing?
The nipple massager.
The nipple massager.
I never had that.
I remember
not a
that.
Nipple massager.
It is. That's how they prime. That's how you get the colostrum out.
No. We should do a brand deal with colostrum, right? That's fun.
Yeah, they just
pop, not pop, it. Pop, pop,
pop. Yeah.
So from when?
You used to put that Vaseline and then use the massager.
Nipple butter.
Nipple butter, yeah. Nip butt.
Nip butt.
They also have margarine.
The point is, from early on, like you have your baby, and that's one of the things that people ask. Like, are you breastfeeding or are you bottle feeding?
Yeah.
And if you're not breastfeeding, they'll tell you, you know, you really should try harder. Like, who does that? Who says that? What? Maybe you don't know their whole story. And then
just squirt them.
I honestly was just thinking that same thing.
You'd be like, I'm going to squirt you.
But what if you can't?
Say, show me how, and stick your kid on their boob and see what happens.
See, like,
are you doing cloth diapers or are you doing regular diapers? Why would you do that? Do you know how bad that is for the kid? Like, this people love to
I love when people ask me those questions.
I do too.
I love those people.
But I think that's
you should have
where
sent
it
them all
starts.
To me. Like, please go to this department.
I do think that's where a lot of it starts. Like in these small little tiny jabs.
And you don't realize until you're a mom.
And I looked at the bottom and it said, use only Depends. I'm starting my child on Depends.
Oh my gosh.
Their whole life.
My whole reason to have this conversation was because I feel like if you are a mom and you're going through this, or if you're a dad and you're watching your spouse go through this, or if you're going through it yourself, there are a lot of people that feel this, that have gone through it, and you shouldn't be so hard on yourself. You should go easier on yourself, and you should listen to what makes sense for you and your family. That's the only thing that you should do.
So wait, on the mom guilt thing,
yeah,
I didn't help you for two reasons. Mm-hmm. I don't experience much guilt, thankfully, and I'm not a mother.
Yeah.
So, sorry. But what I have noticed, I also have noticed, and she's pointed it out, that when you discuss things that you've experienced, preferably really painful things that invoke tears, or episodes do better.
I'm not going to start crying. Oh my God.
Well, you were just saying if she could fucking get her to cry or use her down, I'm trying. And now you're laughing.
No.
She was like, look at this video. She was crying in the thumbnail. I used it. It did well. Look at this one. She looked so mad at you. She was crying in the episode. It did well. Her just not sitting there laughing dressed like a Mongolian Santa Claus, listen, that doesn't do well.
The point of
what
having
is the
this
most mom guilt you felt? Can you please take us to those emotions? We'd like to relive them.
Well,
when
I'm
were
not
you at
gonna
your
start
lowest
crying.
Because you left your child out in the snow.
I'm start crying.
We are a few
shoes.
Days before the period comes, so don't challenge
it's not even,
us.
So we should have. Wait, but is this peak?
This is peak. This
peak
is
feeling.
So why aren't you crying?
No.
This makes no sense. I know why.
Why?
Because of last night.
Stop it.
What?
Stop.
What did I just say?
You do this all the time. You're like, oh, hey, because we, hey.
I didn't say we nothing. I just, what is this?
I like that.
That is ridiculous. That is the most softing.
The thanks most for being here,
anti,
guys.
Oh anti,
I think we're all done here.
What? If anyone got engaged by that, you should call. Is this BetterHelp still sponsor us? Like, because I think that's a perfect.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I was just going to say, you were so happy yesterday. You went for that massage last night. You're all happy. I don't know what. I don't know what this was. You got held up by.
The drinking. The drinking.
I did not drink last night.
You get held up by a man from Bertucci's chasing you? That's what
I
she looks like.
In bed,
I love her.
I read my book. That's all I did last night.
What kind of book?
Oh,
Court of Mist and Fury. I'm rereading the whole series.
You're looking at her with those eyes. She doesn't know.
She hasn't read it. I'm
she
trying to get her to read it.
Men,
no,
not eagle boys or whatever those things are.
Oh, like the mermaids you read about?
Yeah. No, they're not mermaids.
Oh.
They're mermen.
Mermen. They have long hair like Fabio.
They're fairies.
They're fairies. Mm-hmm. They're like
they're
have claws.
High
fairies.
Yeah. No, not like Peter Pan. These are like bears.
Bear fairies.
They're not bears.
They're bulls. What
fairies.
Are they? They're like Beauty and the Beast guy. They're all like that.
They are not.
What
like
are
Jason
they?
Momoa.
Just one character was like that Beauty and the Beast guy, Tamlin.
Yeah, he converts. Tampon becomes a bear.
No way.
His name is not Tampon.
Tampon becomes
Tamiflu.
A bear.
What's his name? Tamplin?
Tampon,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he holds a lot of things in.
Yeah, smart guy.
You guys are outrageous.
Tampon?
Ferraris.
Tamlin.
Tamlin.
That's his name.
Tamlin.
Tamale.
My God, that sounds like such a stupid
Tampon's
name.
Tampon's better.
He's supposed to be strong.
Tamlin. Tamlin, oh, so strong.
Yeah, Tamlin sounds like he was like an orphan in like those books from the 30s.
More gruel, please.
Yeah, Tamlin is like a guy who sells newspapers.
Yeah.
On the street. Mm-hmm, he's a newsie.
Yeah, he's a newsie. You ever
seen
newsies?
Well, not in this book. He's not a newsie.
No.
In this
he's
book.
A big boy.
He's a big boy.
Big boy. Big boy. He's a beast.
So to all you moms who are listening...
Screw your kid.
Pick
throw him in the room.
Book.
Let him cry it out and
take
read
a,
about Fabio.
Pick up a book and
the
do something for yourself tampon. And don't feel guilty about it. And I highly recommend A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yeah, just read books that get you worked up.
Feeling
when
less
you're
guilty.
Ready worked
feeling
up.
Less guilty.
Just, yes. Look, the best thing that ever happened to deal with guilt, we can't use that.
Why?
You wiped your eye. We can't. That's called clickbait.
Oh.
We can't put this like you're crying when you're taking mascara. Like at least actually cry a little.
I was crying
tears
of joy.
I've definitely used a photo of. I've used one of those.
I know. I've seen. That's the one that did well. You showed me.
Listen, we're not clickbaity people.
No, bad.
Mm-hmm. We don't do clickbait.
Okay, so you're not going to cry.
I'm not going to cry. There's nothing you're to sure? cry about. I feel
Manga,
good
you
now.
Did all those things horribly as a mother. You just forgave yourself?
Yes.
What kind of a shameless are you?
I did forgive myself.
We're lucky these kids can even tie their own
shoes.
You
know what? I'll tell you one thing, moms and dads who are listening, who are feeling guilty right now. The things that you feel guilty about, your kids don't give a shit.
Right.
They really don't. They love you and they love...
It's not the size of the boat. The motion in the ocean.
They love what you're doing for them and they love what you are to them. And you. They love... Honestly, they just want to be around you. That's all
love.
They want. They yeah. just want your love. And so whatever you can do to show up with your cup full, that's what you should do. And if you're feeling guilty and it takes you going out for a walk or going to get a massage or going to get your hair done or your nails done, do that and show up for them at 100%. And that's the best thing you can do for them. Because
yeah.
that's what they're going to remember. They're not going to remember that you were 5 minutes late.
Can I get a hallelujah? Sorry, it felt so good. Sheena, that was...
Hallelujah!
And as someone who obviously it comes from a very loving family and was very lucky, like, Sheena, you're like the best freaking mom ever.
Aww.
I'm not just saying, like, you genuinely... I mean, your kids are a testament, but, like, you're such a good mom.
Oh, thank you.
You're such a good
that.
Mom.
That's
yeah.
really sweet.
Keep yeah. saying you almost had her.
I no,
tried.
I'm not
I
trying.
Failed. So you went the positive route. I went the negative route. I couldn't do it. So you tried with compliments.
No, but I'm
going.
Just
tell
being,
her a few more things. She
no,
did well.
I'm just being real. She will cry. I know it's going to come
it.
For
you
sure.
You can do it. You can do it.
No, I don't want to, Dad.
You can do
Dad,
it.
You're just a cartoon head. What do you know?
I know. I don't know anything. I tried.
You're
it's coming.
Great
you're
dad
doing well.
Too. You're a great dad.
I don't care.
I know, but you should
guys
because
are
you're
ridiculous.
Both a great group, a set of parents.
I have to not
cool.
care if I'm not going to care if someone says I'm a crappy dad.
But you're not a crappy dad, so
I know,
you'll never
but,
have to
but
worry.
If you said I was a crappy dad,
like
I also
he's
wouldn't
saying
care.
He doesn't care either way. If you say
like,
that he's
a crappy
dad,
a crappy
it wouldn't
dad.
Bother him. But if you said he's a good dad, it can't bother him either.
So you have
I'm
walls,
both.
But you have walls put up to not even allow yourself to feel.
No.
Sorry.
That's true.
That's true.
Yes. It's the way to live.
Is that true?
Yeah,
you have
I
walls
off.
Just put
no,
fully.
Like a hard
everything.
Shell to protect yourself, but also your family.
But then you don't let in the good stuff.
I am so... comfortable
yeah.
with
Jinx.
My own decisions
yes.
that I miss out on valuable input
yes.
at times from other people.
Yes, I agree.
And I will listen, I will process, and if I think there's merit, I will take it. If I don't think there's merit, I will shut it out. It will not impact my relationship with you at
yeah.
all.
Mm-hmm.
And we've worked on that where you want to have more input and I have to like slow down the processing
mm-hmm.
and give you more of a reason why I'm not taking it if I'm not going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also say things to you and then be surprised when you actually act on them.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, but you said this. I'm like, I don't. So what? Like I said it. That doesn't mean you have to do it.
Yeah.
So that we're like on the opposite ends of that. But for me, part of being the way I am is I probably miss out on certain things. It's very challenging for me to like take a lot of opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm learning something, when I'm in learning mode, I'll take it.
It's like you have to let the
but once
the
I understand it enough,
slivers in.
I already once I have some level of understanding, I start challenging things, which
yeah.
is well suited for where we are in life now.
Yeah,
but it probably is hard. Like I'm glad I'm married with kids.
You're
like if I had to go meet new people and do all this stuff, it would be a disaster.
Well, the other thing about you is that that's not your love language. Like that words of affirmation, it's not something that you feed off of. Like there are people, and I think I'm one of those, that feed off of those words, like those kind words. That's just not something that drives you. So you're quicker to dismiss it.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe it's a protective mechanism. Maybe it's just,
yeah. I think I'm a therapist.
Yeah, might be. I just don't. I think it helps if we're on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like people
yeah.
can say whatever they want.
Yes,
oh,
they
yeah.
can.
I actually try to give, I find the hate comments amusing.
I do not.
Like that's how I'm built. I find
I
it amusing.
Because
in my head, you have someone
yeah.
with who I don't know
yeah.
somewhere in the planet that is sitting there and is taking this moment to tell me how I am.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so happy about where I am in my life when I see that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make me, I don't feel like, oh, I'm a bad husband, I'm a bad father. I feel like I'm lucky to have the life I have that I'm not actually spending time typing a hate comment to someone I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, your life has to be very, very negative if you're doing that. And if you do it once, you're like, I normally stay away from it, but this time I had to say it, I get it. If on principle you're saying something, I get it. Most of these people, it's negative comment after negative comment after negative comment. And I feel like, I honestly feel bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like acknowledging the negative comment and maybe giving them a little bit of a positive impact in their life. And you are like, oh, Joe649 said I laugh too much. I'm like, who is that? I don't know. So what was it?
I'm raising my hand. I know people can't see just because I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah, you should interrupt.
I wonder.
You do know what the show is called.
I know, but I wonder if you don't feel that you feel that way because you're a cartoon.
Yes, that must be
I do wonder.
I have no intestines.
Yeah. But I do wonder if it would, I know Sheena and I were literally talking about that, this exact thing this morning, how the negative comments, it's like you can read a million positive and two negative, and the two negative are the ones you stick with, which
we should
sticks.
Do an episode where we pull all, let's each pull 20 negative
Why
comments
not?
And see what happens.
Sure.
Because you know that those comments have nothing to actually do with you.
You read the negative ones about you. I'll pick the negative ones about you. You pick the negative ones about me.
Yeah.
And then we won't know it until the show.
Okay.
And then we'll just put
fun.
It out.
Okay. We'll do it. Coming soon to a theater near you.
Yeah.
We're doing a movie about it?
No.
That's my other show.
Okay.
You have no financing for this.
We have so many podcasts. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we done? We're wrapping it up. Do we have a song?
What's a guilty song? Pick any country song. They're all riddled with guilt. They're always drinking. Their dogs are running away. Their women are scratching their cars.
I dug
the
my
guy
key
didn't feel guilty.
Into the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive. Carved my name into his leather seat.
She has a long name,
Took
too.
A Louisville Slugger to both headlights. Slashed a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time he'll think before he cheats.
Do you think she ended up in jail?
Probably.
For admitting all of this?
Probably.
Why don't you jail people who cheat?
Why?
Why don't we just make it illegal?
Because everyone would be in jail. Thanks for being here, guys.
All right, perfect. Bye. Bye. If you want to date Lauren, send a message to her.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Hi, this is Gronk from Dudes on Dudes. I'm here to tell you about protecting your end zone with Wet Extra Large Flushable Dude Wipes. Unlike dry wiping with toilet paper, Dude Wipes clear instead of smear. Wetter cleans better. Goodbye, dingleberries. Goodbye, itch and irritation. Plus, if you take Gronk-sized grumpies, or as I like to call them, Gronkies, baby wipes won't do. You need extra big dude wipes to handle the job. So don't fumble the ball with toilet paper. Stop being an a-hole to your b-hole and start using Dude Wipes. Available on Amazon and major retailers nationwide. Dude Wipes, best clean, pants down.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.